Too Many Santas on this moment of Indiana history. These days, many lament the commercialization of Christmas. But corporate wrangling for holiday dollars is nothing new in Indiana. After Postmaster James Martin began promoting the Santa Claus Indiana postmark in the 1920s, Ripley's, believe it or not, ran a strip about the flood of children's letters there every December. Corporations began to send holiday mailings through the Spencer County Post Office for its unique postmark. Teaming up with Postmaster Martin, salesman Milton Harris hatched a plan to capitalize on the town's cachet. In a ceremony broadcast live on Evansville's WGBF, Santa Claus Town opened December 22, 1935. Offering Christmas magic all year round, the park enjoyed the corporate sponsorship of Curtis Candy, Lionel Trains, and Marshall Fields. Days later, a 25-foot fake granite Saint Nick went up on an adjacent hill. Chicago businessman Carl Barrett had purchased land for his own Santa Claus park, hoping to cancel Harris's rights to the property he'd leased. The ensuing legal battle went all the way to the Indiana Supreme Court, capturing national attention with reports on too many Santa Clauses. Ongoing litigation and wartime privations diminished both ventures. Although a third destination, which opened in 1946 as Santa Claus Land, flourishes as today's Holiday World. Closed for more than three decades, a restored Candy Castle, the centerpiece of Santa Claus Town, reopened in July 2006. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.